For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump commenting on the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue near Pittsburgh.
It's just a shame to watch this and to see this for so many years. So much of it is absolutely a shame.
The suspect is in custody. Chuck Diamond is a rabbi that used to work at the synagogue.
I have to tell you, I always, in the back of my mind, had something like this, and it might happen, you know, because of the way of the world today.
KDKA reports the number of dead, now at least 8, with many more wounded, including 4 police officers. KDKA also reports the suspect is 48-year-old Robert Bowers, and that he acted alone. Mexican officers have abandoned a blockade on a bridge after Mexico's Human Rights Commission told them that a rural stretch of highway without shade, toilets, or water was no place to hold negotiations. Thousands of mostly Honduran migrants earlier rejected an offer of temporary residency in southern Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Cesar Sayoc's family attorney, Ronald Lowy, tells CNN why he thinks Sayoc went from no interest in politics to becoming a Trump fanatic the last few years.
It's my opinion that he was attracted to the Trump formula of reaching out to these types of outsiders, people who don't fit in, people who are angry at America, telling them that they have a place at the table, telling them that it's okay to get angry.
Lowy says Sayoc's mother and sisters had urged him to seek medical treatment because he struggled with a lack of comprehension of reality. Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News members of the migrant caravan heading to the U.S. should turn around or apply for asylum in Mexico. He says it's not just a spontaneous caravan of vulnerable people.
What the president of Honduras told me is that the caravan was organized by leftist organizations, political activists within Honduras, and he said it was being funded by outside groups and even from Venezuela.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Facebook has removed dozens of Iranian accounts for contributing disinformation campaigns against the United States. USA's Winnie King has more.
It removed multiple pages, groups, and accounts that originated in Iran for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. A total of 82 accounts were purged, according to Facebook. They uncovered a propaganda operation traced to Iranian state media in August. They said it was the largest of its kind since Russian operatives spread falsehoods during the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says no ties to the Iranian government were found in the purged accounts. They said the propaganda tried to provoke outrage over racial and political matters.
Police in Canada say a 27-year-old Toronto woman faces allegations of witchcraft after she allegedly convinced a man to give her more than $600,000 to ward off evil spirits. According to NBC, York Regional Police issued a statement on Facebook saying Samantha Stevenson faces charges of pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud, and possession of property obtained by a crime. The man sold his house and gave the money to Stevenson, then sold his car to give her another $6,000, which he claimed she'd burned to help ward off evil spirits. York authorities say the allegation of witchcraft is not based on religion, but rather deal with individuals who fraudulently portray themselves as having fortune-telling abilities or pretend to use witchcraft or sorcery to obtain money or valuables from a victim. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.